I just wanted to speak for a minute about the part of the Seder called Urchatz, which is one of the misunderstood, but it's lesser understood parts of the Seder, in that we're washing before we eat the karpas. So karpas itself is a bit questionable why we eat karpas. Maybe we'll talk about that a little different at a different time. But Urchatz is this practice that we have, which is generally not practiced the rest of the year. So that unto itself makes it a little bit quizzical in terms of why we do it. But it is a Gemara in Maseches Psachim on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amid Aleph that when one eats a food that's dipped into a liquid, one has a chiyuv to wash Netilas Yadayim in advance. So there's a basic machlokas Rishonim as to why we wash before a davar she'tibula b'mashke. Basically, Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah's opinion is that there is an obligation in general to wash Netilas Yadayim over bread, and that's Mishum Srach Truma. The reason we wash Netilas Yadayim before we eat bread is that there's a klal that the Rabbanan instituted, Stam Yadayim Shniyosheim, that hands that have not been checked and have not been washed have the status of a Sheni L'tumah. Now, it's important to keep in mind that Min HaTorah, one's hands cannot be tameh if the rest of the body is not tameh. Min HaTorah, either every inch of your body is tameh or none of your body is tameh. But Midrabbanan, they instituted that your hands have the status of a Sheni L'tumah. Now, what does that mean? That means that most foods can only become up to a Sheni L'tumah. I'm not going to get into the basics. If you look in the beginning of Maseches Kelim, you'll see the basic rules of what can and cannot become tameh. So what we were concerned with regular Netilas Yadayim is that one's hands are a Sheni L'tumah, and then they would touch Truma. Truma is capable of becoming a Shlishi L'tumah, and there is a serious Isser to be Metame Truma. And therefore, the Rabbanan said, Shtam Yadayim Shniyaseim, in order to constantly remind us to be as vigilant as possible when we go near Truma, so as to not violate the severe Isser of destroying, of being Metame Truma, and thus necessitating the destruction of that Truma. They said we always have to wash Netilas Yadayim, and therefore it'll always be on our mind before we touch bread. Now, the reason dafka bread is that bread was generally the main thing that Min HaTorah was made into Truma, the five grains. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar is Midaraisa, you have to separate Truma Samaisus on that, and other fruits is Midrabanan, you have to separate Truma Samaisus on that. So basically, we're worried that if somebody touches a sandwich or bread of any sort, he's going to have to be very vigilant so as to not make the truma tameh. So they instituted Netilas Yadayim for that reason. Now, there was an additional issue that they were concerned about, is that the Mishnah in the Maseches Parah teaches us that if one's hands touch water, that water bumps the level of tumah up a notch, and therefore water turns hands, which are a Sheni L'tumah, into a Rishon L'tumah. And therefore, if your hands touch water, let's say, for example, if the food that you're about to touch is wet, now that food becomes a Sheni L'tumah. And your food is a Sheni L'tumah. That can make Truma into a Shlishi L'tumah. For example, if the Kohen wants to have a sandwich, and the bread that the Kohen is going to have in his house is mostly Truma bread. It's from Truma Samaisus that he received, from Truma that he received, and he then made the flour into bread, and he has his delicious truma bread that he's going to use to eat his sandwich. He's then going to rinse off the vegetables that he wants to put on the bread to, you know, go together with his deli sandwich or whatever it is that he wants to have. And he is going to have his hands, which are Sheni L'tumah, are going to touch the water that's on the vegetables, and that's going to make the water into Rishon L'tumah makes the vegetables into a Sheni L'tumah, and those vegetables are going to be put on the Truma bread, and they're going to be Metame the Truma. And therefore, the Chachamim instituted, for the same reason as they instituted Netilas Yadayim, just in a different manifestation, they instituted that one who touches a davar she'tibulo b'mashke has to wash Netilas Yadayim before he does so. Otherwise, there's that same chashash that people are going to be metame truma. Now, based on this reason, then the washing for davar she'tibulo b'mashke is the same as Netilas Yadayim on bread, and one would be chayev to do so with a bracha. You'd be chayev to wash with a bracha if you were dipping a food into a liquid. That's because it's really the same idea, and it was a formal Takanas Chachamim, and it was never canceled, even though we obviously don't have the same chashashos of Truma and Kachim b'zman hazeh. That's the first reason given by Rashi and Ben Yonah. Tosfos offers a totally different reason, and he says that the same way, I mean, we gave the background already that one's hands make a liquid into a rishon l'tumah, and therefore what were they concerned with? That people are going to touch the food that is wet, they're going to have that same, and they're going to eat an apple. So you wash off the apple, then you eat the apple with your hands, being a sheni l'tumah. Now the food is a sheni l'tumah because your hands touched the liquid, which was a rishon l'tumah, and made the food into a sheni l'tumah. And the Rabbanan didn't want people to have to be consuming tameh food because basically there was a large percentage of the population who were not kohanim, did not have to remain tahor on a regular basis because of trumas and maestros and doing the avoda, etc. But there were people who wanted to eat even chulin b'tahara. Those people were known as a chav, a person like that was known as a chaver. And they were generally very makbid on Tumah and Tahara. And although there is no isser to eat Tameh food, even if you're a Kohen, there's no isser to eat Tameh food, nevertheless, it was considered very positive to avoid eating Tameh food in general. Tosfos says, based on that the whole Takana was that to avoid making one's food Tameh, so it was never a major din derabanan that was instituted on the level of Netilas Yadayim. And therefore, there was never a bracha that was instituted to go along with the netila. And if you would say a bracha on this netila, it would be a bracha levatal. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is that there is zero reason to follow this nowadays, because nowadays we're not makbid on Tumah and Tahara in general. So to say that, oh, we want to avoid eating our foods bitumah is a joke, because we're eating all our foods bitumah. And thus, there's zero reason to wash for a davar shetibul b'mashke, even though, obviously, we still wash before we eat bread, because that was a formal takana. The Beis Yosef quotes the different opinions on this, and he points out that if the food has dried, but was once rinsed, then certainly one has no chiv to wash. But nevertheless, in Shulchan Aruch, he paskins, and so does the Ramah, that there is a chiv to wash on a davar shetibul b'mashke without a bracha. We're choshish for the opinion of Tosfos, who says that b'zman hazeh we don't have a formal takana that we're supposed to wash, but nevertheless we still should wash without a bracha. So that we can be yotzei the opinions of Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, that it was a formal takana, and that seems to be the psak. However, Magid Avram already points out that nobody keeps this halacha, that and even, you know, there's a lot of different hak that goes on amongst the Achronim to try to prove that in this place and time they weren't keeping the halacha, in that place and time they weren't keeping the halacha. So the Magid Avram says that it was one of those things that nobody kept. I believe it's mentioned to me the other day that he says it's another good example of whenever you remove the Birkas HaMitzvah from something, the chashivus of that particular mitzvah or hanhaga goes out the window, and then nobody keeps it anymore. If you make a bracha on it, then people think it's chashiv, and if you don't make a bracha on it, then people think it's a joke and nobody takes it seriously, and then they stop doing the hanhaga altogether. However, the Vilna Gaon in the Biur HaGra argues that we don't consider things to be a suffix. Again, this is the Gra L'shita, so that he always goes with the Hachra of Ados. He doesn't like these hedging Piskei Halacha. I mean, that's the Minhag Olam, is generally to hedge. But nevertheless, the Gra doesn't like the idea of hedging. He says you have to give up Sak. And therefore, he says, we paskin, like Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, that the halacha is you're supposed to wash for a davar shetibul b'mashke, and you're supposed to make a bracha. And this is the Mishnah Berurah, when he summarizes all of the different opinions, he says, like, listen, it's nice that the Magen Avram says nobody cares, but at the end of the day, you have the Gro who says you're supposed to wash with a bracha, so at least we should wash without a bracha. Okay, so what? Now we come to the Seder night. Seder night. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch writes that after Kiddush we wash, even though it's understood that we don't usually do this all year round. So according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not really such a kasha because Shulchan Aruch holds that you're supposed to wash all year round. So too, you're supposed to wash on the Seder night for Urchatz, just because we're going to eat a davar shetibulam mamashke. That's the halacha all year round. That's the halacha on the Seder night. But nevertheless, it's understood that even in the times of the Shulchan Aruch and prior to the times of the Shulchan Aruch, people weren't keeping this halacha so much. So why is it that we're so makbid? So in the Darkei Moshe, the Rama writes, we're not even washing for the karpas. We're not even washing for a davar shetibul b'mashka. We're washing for the recitation of the Haggadah. That when you're going to say the Haggadah, you're saying all these divrei Torah. You're going to want to wash because you're supposed to have clean hands when you wash. Same way we wash for davening. Same way if a person thinks his hands aren't clean, he should wash before he learns Torah. So you wash over here also. A number of explanations are given. You can look in the Pesach notes. I think I have five explanations over there. But just one more popular one is that the Netziv says that much of what we do on the Seder night is a Zecher L'Mikdash. And therefore, since we're doing a Zecher L'Mikdash, we want to wash in order to remind ourselves of the times where we were more makbid on Tumah and Tahara. And a lot more reasons are given as well. Now, the last thing I just want to point out is that there's a common misconception, and this is another idea that once you take away the bracha, it lose all of its chashivas. There's a common misconception that since you're not making a bracha on the netila, you don't have to avoid a hefsik after the netila. Just the short version is that the bracha that we recite on the netila is on the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. It's not something which has anything to do with the bread. So the fact that we make the bracha after the netila, because we assume it's some kind of a low plug between times that your hands are not clean, etc., without getting into that topic, but it has nothing to do with the fact that you're not supposed to be mafsik in between the netila and eating bread. So basically, the same laws that you would observe after washing netilas yadayim on bread with a bracha, you would have to observe after washing netilas yadayim for karpas. The bracha is on the mitzvah of the netila. Again, it has nothing to do with what you're going to eat afterwards. Therefore, the whole reason not to be mafsik, like on a regular day when you wash before you eat bread, is so that you should not lose your train of thought and then accidentally touch a place you're not supposed to touch, or not keep your hands clean, or b'misiach das from the cleanliness factor. So therefore, you have the same exact reason not to be metziach das and not to lose the thoughts of the cleanliness factor after you wash netilas yadayim without a bracha on the Seder night.